Happy Wednesday. Happy Wednesday into a long weekend. It's time for Gardening with Sharon, 840 CFCW. Teals Greenhouse in Bruderheim sponsors this segment, and it's got to be just gorgeous there right now, Sharon.
Oh, it is just teeming with flowers from the ceiling to the walls to the floor. It is just amazing.
Now, this weekend, a lot of people opening up their cabin and their lake lots for the first time, and we're going to talk about low-care perennials for these types of properties.
Yes, exactly. So I was recently asked about perennial flowers. Recommendations for a lake lot gardening space. So lake lots and cabins do have some special considerations, but the first thing you know that I'm going to say is know your garden area, particularly know how much direct sun exposure it receives, know the soil quality and how the wind moves, and particularly also know your plant hardiness zone, because we're talking perennials here. And the next thing you need to know is how often you're planning to be there. So that will bear an impact. But the trick to getting perennials to be hardy enough is to get them established. So perennials always need a little bit of TLC for their first couple of years. Like, think of this, like the first year they sleep, the second year they creep, and the third year they leap. They spend their first 2 years trying to establish their root systems. And generally in the first year, you don't see a lot of growth because they've already done their spring growth. So once they get to the third year, they can handle what I would call a little bit of independence. So one of the tricks is to have really good soil. So on my post, as of today, I have some recommendations of how to improve its water holding capacity and its nutrient holding capacity. So that's key. And then in my post as well, I have some suggestions for sun and part sun and shade for those zone 3-4 gardens. Like on the sun side, you'll see peonies and baptisia plus a few others, and shade things like hosta and semisuffuga. Those are great ones as well, but there's more on the list.
Sleep, creep, and leap. I love that.
Yes.
Where do we find Gardening with Sharon?
You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, under Gardening with Sharon, and also my website. By the way, delphinium worms are starting to pop out. Hop on my website and look up delphinium worms, and I have a blog on there on how to take care of them.